This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Incidents of violence remain at historic lows in New York City. But people's views on guns and crime are more often influenced by what they see and hear rather than by hard numbers. While homicide in the most high-profile type of crime is the most high-profile type of crime, larceny, burglary, and assault show similar trends. A rash of high-profile incidents in subway stations and tourist hubs, and an outspoken new mayor who's made crime fighting his signature issue, has intensified scrutiny on public safety. A generation of younger New Yorkers are seeing a sustained rise in crime instead of a decline for the first time in their lifetimes. To that end, 3/4 of New Yorkers say crime is a very serious problem in a February Quinnipiac report, poll. That's the highest number since the question was first asked in 1999, when the murder rate per capita was 50% higher. Back then, only 35% of respondents ranked violence as a major concern. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to. You want to know what the disparity is in that all that gobbledygook I just gave you? It's because reality doesn't fit the narrative. We're reducing crime. Oh, look at us. We're so good. No crime, no crime. It's going down as you get robbed. A woman in New York a week ago was taken off of a bus, handcuffed in some guy's trailer park, sexually assaulted, and she finally escaped 9 hours later and ran to a police station. I could give you crime statistics on what's happening in New York that will blow your mind. But you know what Alvin Bragg will tell you? There's not enough crime happening here, so Jabba the Bragg has to go after Donald Trump. Again, I want to welcome you to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm not going to rehash the farce that Bragg has done where he got a grand jury to indict Trump, and now we're listening to all these different, Donald Trump, oh my goodness, look at him. You know, and again, it's the biggest existential threat to mankind that Donald Trump may, or probably didn't, commit adultery against Melania. If there's any crime, it's the fact that it's Melania. I mean, look, it ain't a crime that Bill Clinton was getting him some strange on Hillary. Nobody sees that as a crime. In fact, most people went, we kind of understand, Bill. No problem. No harm, no foul. The biggest crime for us as conservatives would be to find out that Donald Trump was willing to screw a skank like Stormy Daniels over Melania, a truly classy woman. That would be a crime. I mean, not a one on the record books, but one that certainly would ring true in our brains, right? I mean, I'll give you another one. If Paul Pelosi were to step out on Nancy, I forgive him. You get what I'm saying? Folks, America will soon realize that the Democratic Party is a criminal organization pretending to be a political party. It is not about the people, for the people, by the people, etc. It is not anything. You know the thing. It isn't that. I mean, just think of all the things that Brad could be investigating, and he's touching nothing. Oh, you want to know what? I'm going to tell you right now. You've heard me talk about it. What Brad should be talking about, what everybody should be talking about right now, is Act Blue. Have you heard James O'Keefe's investigation on this? Here's one clip, one lady that said, I didn't make all these donations. What are you talking about? Here's the clip.
Maybe the camera's a truth serum.
But does it sound about right? There's been 18,000 contributions.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
In the amount of like $170,000.
Absolutely not.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not you doing that?
No, it's not.
But But does the frequency ring a bell that you're donating that much every, like, 10 times a day sometimes?
No.
Do you think someone is maybe fraudulently debiting your accounts or something?
They must be.
Yeah, it's 18,672 different contributions that total an amount of $170,221.
No.
Hey, FBI? Is this thing on? You have a woman who says, I did not make 18,000 donations to the Democratic Party, and I dang sure didn't donate 100,000 or more dollars. And you have to see these people. There's no way they have that kind of coin. And by the way, as you evaluate what you heard, ask yourself this. If they can create fictitious money, the donations to Biden, could they create fictitious votes? See, everything that we're doing, everything that we're talking about today, can expose the Democrats. When you're listening to this, don't listen to it in the context of a single thing. Put it all together and understand how this blows everything up for the Democrats. Everything. Election integrity. January 6th. Joe Biden and his family doing nothing wrong. And we'll get into that here in the next segment. And of course, we've talked about, I'm not going to tell you much that you don't know. I'm going to give you some good information, so don't try to tune out. Don't you do it. We will track you down. But you can exercise your common sense and know what's going on here, people. I'm going to play you clips from people this show that as you listen to them, I promise you, you're going to go, maybe you heard that, you hadn't heard the clip. When you hear it, you're going to go, aha, ah, I see what they're doing. This will be Democrats in their own words exposing themselves. I know. Look away. You don't want to see them expose themselves. We are on the side of righteousness. Now look, do you want me to tell you what it's going to take to win? Okay, I'm going to tell you. Male or woman, you're going to have to grow a pair. You're going to have to get out there and fight. You're going to have to get out there and push back. Trump. Why are we talking about adultery? Are you kidding? This is what you want to hang your hat on, lefty? Adultery? We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to let you hear a little bit more from Stormy Daniels in that interview with the Times of London, though, because she is at the heart of this. And those witnesses and the evidence, it will go into the public record once a trial were to begin, likely later this year. Among those likely to take the stand, Stormy Daniels herself. Take a listen.
I had a Zoom call with, you know, the prosecutors and told them what I did and made it clear that I was willing to go on the stand and tell my story if they needed me. But at this very moment in time, I have not officially been called. It looked like I was going to be called 2 Fridays ago, and then it changed. So it changes by the minute, honestly. A person in power is not exempt from the law. No matter what your job is or your bank account says, that you're held accountable for the things you've done and said, and justice is served.
I know there's nothing in here legally that I can dispute on this whole thing with Stormy Daniels, but I'll tell you this. There are gaping holes in this woman's story. Gaping holes. I talked about it the other day. The first big one was when she said, I had sex with Trump and, you know, he just wanted generic sex. And I said this, okay, well, I'm just going to put some common sense theories out here, folks. So Donald Trump, who's a billionaire, can have generic sex with pretty much, he could throw a rock in a direction and there's a woman that will have generic sex with him. He's got Black Book. He's got people that can go get him generic sex anywhere he wants it. Doesn't have to pay a dime. Or he could say, you know what? I really want to have some sex with a porn star because they're pros. Let's give it to them, right? They are the professionals. So here's Stormy Daniels, a professional. She knows how to please a dude on camera, off camera, whatever, right? And whoever, I don't please whoever she wants. Who knows what she's been involved in? And Trump, I know, he's got Melania, but let's just say he wanted him to, you know, he wanted to experience the pros, okay? Why would he want generic, that a generic experience? See, there I go, Kevin Jackson, using all those degrees and that logic to understand that if you're going to go for the gusto, it would be like getting to play fantasy baseball with all the best players, and you say, you know what, can I just be the manager of the team? No, I don't want to bat. I don't want to get in the game, coach. No, I just like the experience of being here. So can I just sit in the dugout and not go in the game? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. Bringing sanity to the discussions of leftism. 844-551-8255. Stormy Daniels wants you to believe that Donald Trump, who could have anybody, chose her. And when he chose her, he said, okay, you know what, Stormy? Let's just have generic sex. Because if I'm going to have a fantasy with a professional sex person, I'm just going to do generic sex. Look, I'm not, I don't want to make this show into, because, you know, I'm on stations that and I don't consider this racy. You know, I know it's hard to believe, but Christians have sex. Did I just let the cat out of the bag? So talking about this subject to me is not that big of a deal. I know there's some people, Kevin, you're sort of testing my sensibilities. Well, I hope you pass. It's sex. And all I'm telling you is, I've got a lot of friends who are very Christian, and we've all made our mistakes. And I'm going to tell you something. If you were to have sex with a pro, I don't know that it would be generic. I think you would say, you know, since I've done paid for this, or, you know, you're giving me this opportunity, I'm going to try the things that I probably couldn't try with somebody else. Like that, I remember Tony Soprano saying, one of the guys said, you know, do you do this with your wife? What do you mean do that with my wife? I'm not going to do that with my wife. That's disgusting. But he'll do it with his gama or with a prostitute. You get what I'm saying? And I know you do. So, Stormy Daniels, but here's the bigger thing about Stormy Daniels. Okay, so Donald Trump, X number of years ago, 30 years ago, I don't know how long he's been married to Melania, but whatever number of years ago, he supposedly gave up, did not want to have sex with his beautiful wife. He says, you know what, I'm going to go get this prostitute that I've had my eye on, I don't know from where, and he goes to Stormy Daniels, and she's flattered enough to have what she agrees is consensual sex. Then, in some form of arrangement, she gets paid $130,000 to just keep her mouth shut about this consensual sex. Now, I don't know what the average sex workers make. But let's say that Donald Trump was with her for an hour. All right, let's give him some pretty good credit here. Because I don't think he'd want to stay the night. This is me guessing here. But let's say he's with her for an hour. That's a pretty good hour's worth of pay for Stormy. So she has consensual sex. She's got bragging rights that she's nailed her a billionaire. I don't know how that plays on the porn circuit, but she's got all this bragging rights, street cred. Why the vitriol? Why does Stormy Daniels make the comment that nobody's above the law? Above the law for what, Stormy? Please help me here, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Is adultery illegal? Short answer, no. Stormy Daniels was paid off, supposedly, because she committed adultery. Why is she so angry? Think about it. I would presume it had an NDA clause. Let me ask you this. If you had something that you did that didn't hurt anybody and the hush money he paid to you was $130,000, would you keep your mouth shut? My hand is up. You know? Kevin, you didn't see me on that yacht. You did not see me get on Epstein's plane. Okay. All right. If you don't want me to acknowledge that I saw I was the chauffeur that took you to the jet and you got on Epstein's plane and you paid me $130,000, I'll shut up. And if somebody asks me, I'm going to say, I don't know anything about it. But I'm not going to be mad at you if you get called into court. Kim, you need to testify against Joe Blow getting on Epstein's plane. Doggone it. That Joe Blow, I tell you what, man, he's a terrible person. Joe Blow gave me $130,000 to keep my mouth shut, and I hope he goes to prison. But getting on that airplane, you know getting on airplanes is illegal. How did he get, why would he think I should keep it a secret that he got on an airplane? You get what I'm saying? It makes no sense. The only, I'm coming to a logical conclusion here, people. The only thing that Stormy Daniels can be doing is doing what she's paid to do, which is to ruin conservative Republicans. She did it before. It wouldn't be the first time. So what is, again, somebody give me, tell me I'm wrong. Kevin, you're flawed in your reasoning and your logic. Why would a woman who had consensual sex with a dude be mad? I can't figure it out. And she accuses him of wanting to be above the law. Above the law for what? What, Stormy? Please tell me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Former President Trump's arrived in New York for tomorrow's arraignment on what's believed to be dozens of charges stemming from alleged money paid to an adult film actress during the 2016 presidential campaign. The Virginia grade school teacher who was shot by one of her students in January is suing. Abigail Zwerner contends administrators at the school failed to act despite knowing the child's history of violence. Crude oil prices are up by about 6% today on word that Saudi Arabia is reducing production. So what's that mean at the pump?
It's possible, based on this movement in oil prices, that we could see gas prices increase anywhere from 10 to 15 cents.
AAA's Mark Jenkins in Tampa. Saudi Arabia says it wants to maintain stability. End of the college basketball season tonight. Connecticut plays San Diego State for the men's championship in Houston. Last night, LSU beat Iowa for the women's national title. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
But my next guest, who has been one of Trump's biggest critics since he took office in 2017, sees this as a long time coming, tweeting, quote, "Sometimes justice works." Joining me now is California Congresswoman Maxine Waters, ranking member of the House Financial Services Committee. Congresswoman Waters, as always, thank you very much for being here. As we all know, you predicted this indictment would happen. You tweeted, quote, "Stormy Daniels would get him." How do you feel about being right?
Well, I feel that justice is being served. This president has gotten away with some of the most ridiculous actions. I think he's violated the Constitution. I think he really does not care about our democracy. And I think that it's time for him to have to be held accountable. And so justice is being served.
Maxine Waters had an interesting comment, but she's missing something. What exactly was it that she's missing? Oh, that's right. A crime. She didn't mention a crime. If you want to believe that Donald Trump committed adultery, okay. You can be in that stupid crowd. There's a smart side of the island, and there's a stupid side of the island. You want to be on the stupid side? Fine. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know. But I'll put what I say into the I don't know and I don't care category. See, because that's what leftists did. That's what they do every time one of their people gets caught doing something. Look at Joe Biden. They don't know and they don't care. Doesn't matter what he did. I played that clip from Act Blue. There's a lady that said, "I wish I could have given Joe Biden $18,000. I didn't play that clip, but we have another one. We have a bunch of them. She says, "I wish I could have, but I didn't." There are people that stupid. They're willing to give that man and the Democratic Party money, watching what they're doing to this country. It's amazing to me. But anyway, Maxine Waters has no crime. We're going to play a few other clips here because I'm floored that we're having this discussion. Here's Rachel Maddow, one of the worst interviewers on TV. I remember talking to one of the big wigs at Fox, and She was a big fan of Maddow. Can you believe that? A big fan. I'm talking about a Fox executive. Big fan of Maddow. Talked about how many degrees she had, how smart she was. And I went, I guess I'm missing it. I don't see it. But anyway, here's Maddow. And she wants to know what's next. And she's talking to some guy who's explaining it. And I'm going to tell you. You listen, you tell me again. Show me the crime.
So
I'm not a lawyer, and I know this is not going to be the Gwyneth Paltrow case. I know there's not going to be no cameras in the courtroom and us following it in that kind of a way. But for those of us, and I think a lot of Americans who are going to be following this case closely, should we expect a falsifying business records case, by definition, to be boring and or hard to follow? Or is this the sort of thing that we lay observers are going to be able to understand?
So the charge itself is really fairly simple. There has to be a business record that's been falsified. For the trial to involve felony charges, there has to be a second intent to intend to commit another crime. So the charges are pretty boring. I don't know that any trial with Michael Cohen as a witness is going to be all that boring. But the charges are really fairly pared down. There's not a lot for the DA's office to have to prove. They have to prove that there was a business record, it was false, and that there was a secondary intention to commit some other crime. They don't have to prove that another crime was committed or even attempted, just that there was an intent to do that.
Hillary Clinton defense! Hillary Clinton defense! As Comey would say, well, after all of that, we should prove that Hillary Clinton had classified information. We do not understand her intent. I would just, that's what I would go in if I was Trump. I'd say, let me just play this. Okay? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. So, Rachel Maddow says, we're going to be following this closely. And you know what she's setting this up as? I just want to give you some pre-stuff. Most of you have already guessed this, but let me tell you what she's doing. She's setting it up as if ordinary people, you're not going to understand why this case that never should have been brought has been brought. You're too stupid to understand the nuance. This will appear boring to you, but it's really big. This case could tip the balance of power in America. This case of adultery with Donald Trump potentially having slept with a skank is so important. You better be paying attention because the democracy is at stake. The greater good is at stake. The will of the people is at stake. The safety of your children is at stake. Or maybe not. Oh, my goodness. They are going to beef this up like you wouldn't believe. Here's Donald Trump's attorney, and he mentions what Pelosi said, which is mind-blowing what this woman said. So here's a clip, and we'll finish out this segment talking about this, but his name... I believe his Trump's attorney's name is Trusty, his last name, which I like that. He's gone to Trusty. Trusty said it. Anyway, here's the clip.
There was a moment the former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted out, the grand jury has acted upon the facts and the law. No one is above the law, and everyone has the right to a trial to prove innocence. Well, that really sent social media off, because obviously you're innocent until proven guilty. And, you know, all sides of this are weighing in, and the politics are just a big part of this.
Yeah, on the lawyer side, we have to kind of divorce ourselves from the nonsense of someone like Pelosi saying that. But, you know, it's not necessarily an innocuous slip when she makes a comment like that. That's a totally different view of American jurisprudence. And I think it's joined by other folks that are out there, again, because it's Donald Trump. And keep in mind the context we're talking about right now. We're talking about a sealed indictment. And with Donald Trump, there's just no rules. So with a sealed indictment, we're already talking about the number of counts. We're getting a lot of transparency about the grand jury proceedings. That's not the way justice is supposed to work in this country for anybody. So it's not about President Trump being above the law. It's that he's not beneath the law. He shouldn't be treated so severely because of that name Trump.
He's guilty until he goes to court and proves his innocence. Folks, this is a guy that's had this case before the FEC and before the DOJ that doesn't like him. And they wouldn't prosecute. And in fact, they threw Stormy Daniels' case out. She ended up paying Donald Trump that money, the $130,000 back, plus another $170,000 that she's due to pay him. So she owes him a total of $300,000. She says she swears she's not going to pay it. And you know what Trump hasn't done? At least I heard this. He hasn't even, like, garnished her. He could, but he hasn't because he's not being vindictive. They want Trump's head on a platter, right? That's what the left wants. That's what they tell you. Well, not according to polling, because 29% of Democrats believe that this case is a farce, that it's politically motivated. Yeah, 66% of Democrats say it's motivated by the law, but, you know, we know Democrats are idiots. 93% of Republicans versus 5% who 93% of Republicans say this is a political witch hunt. 5% says it's about law. That's going to be your Lincoln Project type Republicans. Independents, 70% of independents say this is about putting Trump's butt on a platter. 26% say it's about law. And Democrats, 66-29, 66% say it's about the law, 29% the other way. Per the Quinnipiac report or poll, 62% of all Americans think that the Manhattan DA's case involving Trump is motivated by politics. 32% of the case is motivated by the law. Two-thirds side with us on this. And yet, the Democrats pursue it. Why? Because they're cheating. See, this is the type of poll that would have the Democrats going, shoot, let's back away. I explained earlier, the black vote, with this, Trump solidifies the black vote. This is, when you start getting into the legal system with black folks and saying, I'm going to get you legally, and I'm going to get you on something that nobody else would have prosecuted. In other words, I'm going to railroad you. My grandparents used to talk about it all the time. Oh, they railroaded that black man. They railroaded him. I didn't know what it meant. I still don't know technically what it means. But I know that what the intent of the meaning was is that he didn't get a fair shake. The people that were looking at Trump and saying, oh, he's just a troublemaker. I don't know why we pay attention to Donald Trump. You know what they're starting to realize? He's not getting a fair shake. This polling is what is a big proof of it. So the question you should ask yourself is, why don't the Democrats back down?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Con Kevino Jacksones.
That legal defense or legal advice defense was used by Steve Bannon, and it did not work in that case.
It didn't, but this is a much more difficult row to hoe. I mean, this is, first of all, even if you get past this serious statute of limitations problem, if they're using this bootstrap claim, you have to get by the fact that most of us don't believe this New York law was designed for this, to actually litigate effectively a federal crime that wasn't charged. But even if you get beyond that, the federal election violation itself was rejected by an FEC commissioner, was rejected by the Department of Justice in the sense that they didn't charge it. So this thing has layers of problems. And the question is why? Why would Bragg work so hard to try to bring out this misdemeanor and turn it into a felony? And the answer does appear to be politics. He fulfilled Trump's narrative with this case. Of all of the cases that could be charged first, this is the one Trump would want.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was attorney Jonathan Turley, professor at Georgetown. And he says, of all the cases that, you know, if you're Donald Trump, if you want them to come after you, this is it. Statute of limitations expires. FEC throws it out. DOJ throws it out. And Alvin Bragg wants to be the guy to go elephant hunting and bring in the trophy. Boy, know a little bit about hunting? I wouldn't go elephant hunting too often. We call it in sales going elephant hunting as well. That's a term we use. I mean, it's going after the big guy, right? And you know how often that fails? You don't do it as a strategy. In sales, we have what's called a pipeline. And you go out and you look for deals. And what you do is you say, how do I feed the children? So you get these little deals. And let's say your quota is $2 million. Do you only go to deals that are $2 million, $3 million, $4 million so you can try to knock it out of the park? Or do you go get a series of half a million, $250,000 deals and you keep a pipeline that's got about $8 million of smaller deals in there? And maybe you got one. Maybe you got two bigger ones. See, that's what police do. That's what attorneys do. They have little cases that pay the bills, and then they wait on that Aaron Brockovich case, right? Alvin Bragg, this is his hexavalent chromium case, right? This is them leaching chemicals into the soil, and it's causing all kinds of defects in the town, right? This is how important this case is. If they don't believe, Democrats don't believe that the people of America are recognizing the frivolity of this case. It's frivolous. Why would you do this? And here's the bigger issue is we're supposed to show decorum to the office of the president. Donald Trump probably could have gone after Obama if he wanted to look for stuff off limits. Hillary Clinton, he could have gone after her. You know, when she lost, that lady, boy, she was like, well, listen, Donald Trump's not that bad of a guy, huh? Because she was afraid. And when the DOJ said, we got you, then she started speaking out. These people are crooks, and they could have been gotten, and Trump left them alone. He says, you know what, I'm just going to start building again. And what did they do? No good deed goes unpunished. They did a coup against him. And let me tell you what. When they got rid of Donald Trump, they said, we are going to double down. We are not going to let up. We will continue to push the envelope. That's what they did. And they say, we will have his head on a pole. We will have his trophy in our trophy case. And that's what this is about. And as I warned in the first hour, many people have tried to get Trump. The problem they have is twofold. One, Donald Trump has the truth on his side. And two, they got to deal with their own dirt. Let me play the second clip of Act Blue. FBI, again, DOJ, whatever, NSA, CIA. Can we look into Act Blue? Here's another clip. This woman is not aware that she, and by the way, she, I want you, as you listen to her, she doesn't want to let the Democrats know, you know, she doesn't want to get them in any trouble. That's why she's not answering the questions directly. O'Keefe isn't doing undercover. He's got the microphone right in front of her, and she's like, I don't know why you guys have come to me. And he's going, because you've made a lot of donations. But here's Act Blue, and then we'll talk about something else that should be in the news, but isn't.
My name's James O'Keefe, and we're doing a story on the amount, number of people that have donated with your address. Did you donate to Act Blue, a political cause? How many times a month do you donate to Act Blue?
I don't know. I don't know how many times. I don't understand why I'm getting this.
Well, the question is, you did donate to Act Blue, right?
Yes, once in a while, yes.
Did you donate 1,009 times?
I don't know. I mean, once in a while I donate $5 or so or something like that during election year.
What about $18,850?
I doubt that.
Not that many donations?
No, I don't think so.
When the Federal Election Commission indicates that much money was donated to Act Blue and Biden for president.
I wish I could have donated $18,000 to Biden's presidency.
How much did you donate?
I don't know. I don't
order
know.
Of magnitude.
Like I said, I donate $5 once in a while because I have various charities I like to give to.
Do you know people are using your address?
I don't think so.
There's a huge scandal here. No question about it. Welcome back. The lady says, I don't know how many times I've donated. He says, did you donate 1,000 times? I don't know. She doesn't want to get the Democrats in any trouble. She says, I donate $5 during an election year. He says, well, Shoshi, you donated $18,000 and change. I doubt that. I doubt that. If I give you $10, $100, whatever, and you said, yeah, but I got a record showing you donated $18,000, I'd be like, you must be out of your doggone mind. I know I didn't do that much. You know what? Maybe she's hoping the Democrats will circle back and say, hey, listen, we're going to put this money in your account. You pretend that you said you did it. Are they going to have to do that for everybody? What if they had to give everybody that money back? O'Keefe said in his video, you can go ask these people. You know what? I'm going to send James a text and say, hey, give me everybody in Arizona that supposedly that fit this. We'll go house to house. I'll ask him. I'll say, hey, listen, we got a lot of donations from you. I'm going to text him. And maybe we'll make some videos about this. This is amazing. This is a huge scandal. Why aren't we talking about it? See, this is what I keep asking. This story broke during the time of Trump. What else are we missing? Hey, are you guys aware? I'm going to read this to you. Are you guys aware? Cathay Bank, a bank founded by Chinese Americans that facilitated many of the Biden family transactions, voluntarily provided Republican investigators with their bank accounts. Now, what did the U.S. banks do? It's lockdown. Wouldn't give that information. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin said this over the weekend. Cathay Bank, offices in the U.S. and in communist China, voluntarily provided his investigation with 200 bank records from 2017 and 2018, showing how the Biden family moved money through a complicated web of entities. By the way, remember, Joe Biden took his taxes down. What years? 2016 to 2018. Where's the media on this? The specific transactions they're wondering about are the Hunter Biden-linked business entities and the Chinese energy firm CEFC, whose top company lieutenant was the, quote, spy chief of China. That was a quote from Hunter Biden. Vivek Ramaswamy, who's a candidate for president, he said this, he tweeted this, America now has a two-tiered justice system. Trump is indicted, while Clinton pays a small fee. Antifa and BLM rioters roam free while January 6 protesters are imprisoned without bail. Douglas Mackey faces 10 years for the same joking memes that Christina Wong posts with impunity. Folks, you are in an ideological battle for your life. And if you are not supporting the people who are willing to fight for you, don't be shocked when you hear we've been arrested, detained, no counsel, treated like war criminals. Where's that going to leave you?
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.